This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rise.
Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
Change your heart.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Bow, bow, bow.
We're not going to the Super Bowl.
That kid was right. I think that was about the Raiders, though. He was right. Oh, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's the Morning Roast. We're halfway home here on a Monday. It's going to be gorgeous out here. I just checked the weather app. Joe, it's going to be like 73 degrees in the city today. What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing today? You're going to be going out the Diamond? Playing with the young ones? Playing with LJ?
I'm taking a break from the Diamond. I was there for the last month and a half straight.
Really?
Yeah, but no, I got to go up to the cabin today and clean up.
Oh,
get it ready for the week.
But it's going to be beautiful up there.
I hope.
Hit some golf balls or what?
Eventually this weekend, Memorial Day weekend. You know, it's my favorite weekend of the year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it signifies the beginning of summer.
The unofficial start of summer.
No, it's the official Shasky start of summer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. As we know,
that matters most.
The official drink of summer, the official beer of summer. This is the official start of summer per Joe Shasky.
Okay. There you go. And we all get... Shout out to the big boss, man. We all got Monday off.
Yeah. Yeah, did you see that? He sent out an email, and I was looking at it at the break, and it's got all the different dates off. Mark Willard's just taking all summer off.
I think he's in Cabo right now. Shout out Mark Willard and the lovely Christy. Good for them. Cabo sounds great right
now. I'd like to know how he negotiated 8 months off in the year. Him and Guru.
Well, he probably had the same agent that Brock Purdy has as he negotiated a $200-plus million
franchise
contract.
Host?
What is your criteria for a franchise host?
Are you a franchise host?
He has to get you the playoffs, the ratings. What's his cum? 5-year, $265 million contract for Brock Purdy. We're talking about it. $181 million guaranteed. A lot happened over the weekend.
Joe, the thing that is bought, it's a lot of money. It's okay to say it. I'm not saying that he didn't earn it. I'm not saying that the market, blah, blah, blah. All I'm saying is that for the average Joe, okay, who
That's
is
us.
Me and you.
That's our names.
All right. I spend money. I'm a season ticket holder. Been going to Niner games my whole life. All right. Joe Montana made less than $20 million combined in
Joes,
the entirety
man.
Of his career. He signed his final deals in the mid-90s. All right. Early 90s, technically, with the Chiefs. $181 million guaranteed with a hundo at signing.
Must be nice.
It's a lot of money. It's okay to say it. That doesn't mean you don't like the player. It doesn't mean that you don't think he's a good player or that he was worth it. It doesn't mean that I love the alternatives of going elsewhere. No, I want him to be my quarterback. My God, it's just a lot of money. I'll never be numb to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Shout out Linkin Park. As you are listening to 95.7 The Game and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, And for those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, it is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. About 25 minutes, we're going to have Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports, joining us, breaking down this Brock Purdy contract and what it means for the team going forward financially, all of that, because you were concerned about that. What if I told you Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, he's not concerned about the finances for the Niners?
But the 49ers are not overextended here. The salary cap will be $300 million per club in the next year or two, when you, again, from a budgeting perspective, are budgeting $45 million for Brock Purdy over the next 6 years. You got plenty of wiggle room to continue to never rebuild in San Francisco, but certainly retool some things and get a little bit younger and get this thing going the right direction.
There you go. Does that make you feel better? Said, hey, they're not going to be that. You know, financially strong.
I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are on one end of this, where they have rebuilt around the quarterback making a lot of money. The Buffalo Bills are on the same end as the Chiefs, and they found a way to rebuild. And those
What's
organizations
Mahomes even making? Is he even in the top 10 right now?
Who?
Mahomes.
Well,
I don't even think he's in the top 10.
No, but I'm saying, like, when his money kicked in, like, where he was relative to the rest of the league and how they've revolved around him and how they've done it. They've done a great job. But on the other end of that spectrum is the Dallas Cowboys, who have not done a good job reloading around Dak Prescott.
Right.
It is incumbent on the Niners to be able to do that and to build around Brock Purdy. There's no doubt about it. And that's not in his control. It really isn't. Now, is his performance under his control to a degree? And I expect his performance to be about what it's been, which is really good as a quarterback. But to say that it's easy to reload around a quarterback making a lot of money, like Tom Pelissero, you could say it all you want, but what Buffalo and Kansas City has done is a pretty remarkable thing.
It is.
It's hard to find. There's a reason the New York Giants keep drafting in the top 10. It's not because they can't pick players. It's because it's just hard to build winning teams year after year after year. And so just because those organizations have done it doesn't mean everyone can do it. I trust the Niners way more than I do the Dallas Cowboys to find talent. They've proven that. So I'm cautiously optimistic about this entire thing. Not that Brock didn't deserve a huge pay raise. He did. Not that I don't want him as my quarterback. I do. This is a lot of money. And I've seen how this fan base, Joe, and I think this is an important one, I've seen how this fan base expects and demands more of a player once they do ink the big deal. Trent Williams, after holding out last year, what was the tolerance level for him getting IVs multiple times in the first month of the season?
Not very high.
What about Nick Bosa, after he held them over the cliff, if you will, to squeeze every last dollar over them?
I actually thought Bosa skated by a lot this past year, given his, whatever.
Oh, you don't think the criticism was big enough?
No.
Really?
I do not think the criticism was big enough for Nick Bosa at all.
What about Brandon Ayuk?
They were booing him in three games into the season.
Which is insane.
Yes, they were booing him.
I mean, Deebo Samuel, what did it end up like? We went from Deebo, whoa. Last year, he dropped that ball in the rain against the Rams on Thursday Night Football or whatever that was. They were booing him off the field. Deebo Samuel!
Yeah, he didn't show up to speak to the media after that Green Bay game when they got eviscerated.
That's right.
And people called out his leadership. And rightfully so. It was bad. It was poor.
So I see how the money changes the famous. And by the way, this is not exclusive to just Niner fans.
No.
Think about Jordan Poole once he signed an extension.
Mm-hmm.
How did the opinions change on that? Klay Thompson was a certified legend. And the money hovered over a lot of stuff.
Draymond Green right now. Just saying. People are viewing him differently. Just saying we can't free up some of that cap space now.
If I brought up Jimmy Garoppolo's name, I would have done the deal for Jimmy. I would have extended Jimmy. There was a lot that I would have done exactly the way that they did it. But there's a lot of people, and I'm not one of them. I actually thought I understood what they were trying to do, even though it was the wrong guy to keep. They traded DeForest Buckner because they couldn't afford Jimmy and Armstead and Jimmy Ward and Buckner and this guy and that guy. So they had to make tough choices.
Hard truths.
And that money eventually factored into how people felt about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And how do we feel about this Brock Purdy contract? And we were talking about franchise quarterback. You know, what constitutes a franchise quarterback? I think Shasky and I are lockstep. Are you making the playoffs every single year? Are you in the conversation to be a playoff team every single year because of your quarterback, first and foremost? Yeah, that constitutes as a franchise quarterback. Now, does Brock Purdy fit your definition, Niner fans, as a franchise quarterback. 888-957-9570 is the number. Does Brock Purdy fit your definition of what a franchise quarterback should be? 888-957-9570.
I think if we asked this to just 100 NFL fans, there would probably be unanimous decision amongst Patrick Mahomes, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Franchise guy.
Franchise guy, Patty Mahomes, all right? What about Josh Allen?
Yes.
You think it'd be 100?
Yes.
Because I always feel like there's people in the comments say, he's done nothing in the playoffs.
No, but he's a franchise. But he gets to the playoffs.
Okay.
I think this last year proved it with the lack of everything else around him. He was pretty freaking good.
So if Pat's a 10 out of 10.
He shut me up. I said that they weren't going to make the playoffs at all, and they made the conference championship. So.
All right. What about Lamar?
Lamar, yes.
Okay. What about Burrow?
Burrow, yes, but then you start getting the injury concerns.
I agree with you.
This one's a little like, don't feel great about it.
I agree with you.
But he was incredible last
year. No, he's amazing.
He was so good.
It's one of the greatest games I've ever seen at Levi Stadium when he came in and dismantled the Niners on a torn calf or whatever the heck he had. What about Matt Stafford?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Stafford? Okay.
He was really good.
If I asked this question a year ago, would you have said yes on Jalen Hurts?
I would. But I don't think a lot of people would have.
So I would have said no.
You would have said no. I think we talked
about
this.
And now I'm wrong.
I was higher on Jalen Hurts than most people.
So I'm going to put Hurts there, even though I freely admit and I'm raising my hand, I was wrong.
Is it crazy? I still think some people have question marks about him because in the regular season, they just didn't throw the ball.
He was so good in the playoffs.
He was so money in the playoffs.
I watched every down. He was money.
Yeah.
And he had some hurt in lower body injuries.
He
was awesome. All right, who else? How far down do I have to go here?
How about Jared Goff? Jared Goff's an interesting one because I do think he's a franchise quarterback in the sense that he'll get you to the playoffs.
Which is crazy because a couple years ago, he got banished to Detroit. I think we all thought of him as terrible.
But you know what? I think even all of us said that's such a dumpster fire. We're gonna give them a year or two. No one wanted to because
McVay was dumping him.
That's true. And that spoke a lot.
I think we were like, wow, what does McVay see that we don't?
Well, they won immediately, right?
Like yeah.
That kind of like, okay. Well, McVay was right, right?
I agree with you. I got Goff there.
I got Goff there.
I got Goff there as well. You and I are...
Jordan Love is an interesting one.
See, to me, he's on the, like, right on the fringe. So I'm going to put him under the fringe.
I watched a lot of Packers game last year, and I had him as my quarterback.
I didn't know. He was so frustrated.
You have certain players as your quarterback in fantasy football.
It changes you.
And you don't look at the... like
Trevor Lawrence, I will never look at the same.
Justin Herbert, same thing. Like now Jordan Love is a part of that conversation. Never drafting those guys again. It's like Kyle Pitts. Yeah, I knew Kyle Pitts was... Everyone kind of talked me into Kyle Pitts last year. Oh, but he's got a real quarterback in Kirk Cousins. My brother Ray was telling me about this. He was super locked in fantasy. I was like, Ray... don't draft Kyle Pitts. He's going to break your heart every day. And what did he do? He wasn't very good last year.
Okay.
There you go.
So,
sorry, that was...
Do you have Love as a franchise guy or on the fringe?
He's on the fringe.
Okay.
For me. He's made the playoffs last 2 years, so by that definition, I guess he is. Yeah.
All right. Justin Herbert. I have him in the fringe.
Yeah, all same boat for him. He's on that... He's teetering
there. And I'm probably higher on Herbert than the hater is on Herbert.
I think that offense... Now with Harbaugh and, you know, running the ball, do they have Greg Roman there right now? Is that who they have? So they run the ball. That's what they do. We've seen it first and foremost. So they're not going to show off his cannon arm all the time. That's fine. They made the playoffs last year, but he stunk it up in the playoffs. But for right now, I'll say he's a fringe franchise quarterback.
And we're going to get to Purdy in a second. Trevor Lawrence, who's making about what Purdy's making. I say no. He's out completely.
Not right now.
Yeah.
No. And that's honestly, I'm not going to blame Trevor for that. It's just, he's kind of in that Derek Carr category. Yeah. He got screwed.
But I've also haven't seen a lot from him.
He had Urban Meyer in his first year as an NFL quarterback. And then when he had some sort of competence with Doug Peterson, wow, he looked pretty freaking good. Then it's been bad ever since.
I think this will be a controversial one, but to me, it's like, take a step back, remove the hate, Dak Prescott. I think he is absolutely a franchise quarterback.
I do too.
Okay. Like, if I put Dak in Detroit, I think you get comparable production to what Goff's given them the last couple years.
He's been hurt.
I'll lean Goff, but I wouldn't be mad at Dak either.
The reasons they don't make the playoffs is usually because he's hurt.
I agree. Okay. And then we go all the way down. Kyler Murray.
Ooh.
I'm out on him as a franchise quarterback.
I actually like Kyler more than most. I think if he got out of that situation, maybe it'd look different. But right now, yeah, he's not a franchise quarterback. He shows flashes. Remember, he was in the MVP consideration like halfway through the year. Oh, should we talk about Kyler? I was like, as soon as you said that, he's going to fall off, and he did immediately.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I have him in.
Yeah.
So of the franchise quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. I got Purdy in there as 9. And then I go like the young guys where it's kind of like, not that it's TBD, but I would just like to see more. I think CJ Stroud for a lot of people is a franchise quarterback.
His first 2 years,
what do you
he's been in the playoffs. First 2 years, they've won the division, right? I have to go CJ.
Okay. What about Jaden Daniels? 1 year.
Ooh. Stock up, though. I think so. Like,
I have to put him there. I have to. Okay. Who are we omitting?
Who do we get to? I think that's about it, really. Like, not putting Caleb there, not putting the Anthony Richardsons, the Drake Mays, Sam Darnold. They made the playoffs.
Sam Darnold is a TBD for me.
I have a question for you. If you're not taking into account his contract, if he's getting 53 like Brock, are you still putting him in that conversation?
Yeah, because I've watched Baker play high-level football now. When I was really down on Baker.
He's taken two different franchises to the playoffs. That matters to me.
And the Cleveland franchise he inherited, to say dumpster fire is an understatement.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, and he also beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs.
Maybe, I guess they should have, but he had an opportunity to beat the Chiefs at the height of their powers.
I know.
Beat them. And who was it at the end of the game? Was it Chad Henne that iced that game at the end? Crazy, right?
So
crazy.
A lot of these guys, I think, would be winners at 20 to 25 spots in the league.
Yeah.
And that's how I determine my franchise quarterbacks. Like, can I put you in different settings around the league and make the playoffs in a lot of different variables with a lot of different weapons? And I think Purdy falls right into this group.
Let's go to some of the phones here. We got Kirk in Los Altos that wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Kirk, good morning. How are you feeling about the Brock Purdy contract? And Kirk, do you believe that Brock Purdy's a franchise quarterback?
Thank you for taking the call. To answer the last question first, I don't really know. I will hedge on that. I realize the administration is in a between a rock and a hard place, I guess, with the way the NFL is right now. But I have my two principal concerns about that is, one, by paying him so much money, again, it's the lack of available funds for other people, positions or buildings, so to speak. I don't know if, you know, if he'd been offered five less or six less, if they would have balked and tried to walk, but I would have just rebuilt if they had and let him go necessarily. But the second point is, my entire time I've been impressed with what he's been able to accomplish. But to me, in the modern prototype of the quarterback, he is just so, like, small and potentially fragile. And I just, you know, he can do wonderful things on the field. But my view is he's just one complete smash away or missed blocking assignment away from a broken limb and out for the season. And so I don't know how that translates into your dollars and your contract, but I'm more along the lines with Mr. Shasky there. I'm glad they got it done quickly. That's great, but I'm still a little nervous about the whole thing.
That's fine. Yeah, that's great. You could feel that way 1,000%, Kirk in Los Altos. Well, appreciate the call, but that's also football.
Well, no, I was going to say if I took Pat, Josh, Lamar, Burrow, and Stafford off, I can say the same about Jalen, yep, about Jared Goff, about Dak, yep, about Baker, about CJ, about Jaden. Like, I'm clutching my pearls with almost all those guys, right? There's like there's an elite four that we'll give the benefit of the doubt to, and then there's a lot of other guys in that top 12, 13 range where they have a lot of similarities in terms of there's some concerns.
You know what? The thought just popped in my mind, and I'm not trying to, you know, say this is going to happen, but the difference between, and this is almost kind of like the counter argument, if you will, playing devil's advocate, the difference is between all those other guys you mentioned, like if all those guys go out, their season's over. It's cooked, right?
Completely cooked.
If Brock Purdy, week two, is out this year, and Mac Jones is thrust into action, is their season over? Is their playoff chances over? Are you completely saying they're done?
I
don't think you're saying it, which is crazy.
But can I say something, though,
sure,
regarding that? I think that's how I view the coaching,
yes,
for the other,
okay,
teams.
That's fair.
Not the quarterback. So, like, for example, Harbaugh in Baltimore is not an offensive mind.
No.
He's a leader of men, yes, right? He's more of a CEO type. McDermott, I don't trust him on offense.
No.
Right? Pat Mahomes, I actually think Kansas City, because what is it, Carson Wentz backing him up? Like, they actually would win 9 games and somehow get into the playoffs. Like, I just believe in Andy Reid. And then Joe Burrow, I did see Zach Taylor do some good things with that backup.
Oh,
was it Browning a couple years
Jake
ago?
Browning, yeah, Washington.
But Cincinnati would be cooked, more so because of the AFC and how difficult it is and the division.
Okay, so I just threw it out there.
To me, forget the quarterback. It's more I trust Shanahan.
Yeah, okay, but the Eagles would also be cooked in that situation.
100%. That's a great point.
Well, you have to vault him up to the top five then, right?
Hey, that's actually a really good point.
Kenny Pickett got action.
That's
in
a
Super
really
Bowl,
good point. What about Jared
NFL
Goff?
Champion.
If Jared Goff went down for Detroit, I would feel like their season's
Hendon Hooker's their backup, right?
Or they? I would feel like they're done.
Well, who got action? Wasn't that the playoff game? Was it Teddy Bridgewater? Remember that? Teddy Two Gloves. I am a sucker for Teddy Two Gloves.
If Baker went down, I'd feel that way about Tampa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even know who their backup is.
Trask?
Ugh. Stop. Florida legend?
CJ Stroud, I probably would. Davis Mills? Yeah, they're done. You know, Jaden? No, like, they'd be done.
Marcus Mariota? No.
Huh? And you know what? I'll say this. And if it happened to the Rams, I think they'd be done too with Stafford. Because I don't.
Jimmy?
Don't even.
Come on.
Don't even.
Don't hate on my guy, Jimmy.
Now, Mac
Stop
Jones,
it.
Like, look, there's a separate conversation on Mac Jones, and I have Mac Jones I'm very intrigued to see what it looks like with Kyle Shanahan just in general.
But is Purdy $45 million a year better than Mac Jones? I would say yes, he is, but I'm willing to adjust my opinion based off what I see with Mac Jones in the preseason. I didn't think Sam Darnold was any good.
Sure.
And I watched him in the preseason, and he shut me up. And I'm willing to amend my opinion. Geno Smith, I thought, was garbage. And he came into Levi's and kicked our butt.
Went night-night. Went Steph Curry.
Ended our season, really.
He did. Before we get to Mike Florio in 9 minutes, Pro Football Talk, NBC Sports, talking about this Purdy contract, let's go to Will in Marin. Will, good morning. How are we feeling about this Brock Purdy contract?
I actually really like it. You're getting it for $10 million less in total than Trevor Lawrence, who Brock Purdy has had. He has five more touchdowns in one less year and half the interceptions. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence was supposed to be the next best thing since sliced bread. I think one of the biggest things for casual fans that's hard to understand why he's getting paid is because he was Mr. Irrelevant. I mean, say what you know. I totally understand that he has surpassed that draft placement, and I know that's been said 100 times before, but for the casuals, you know, because you said you'd ask 100 NFL fans, I think that's why they might think he's getting overpaid. And I just think what he's done for the franchise as a whole, he's just made them optimally better. Mm. Like, I get it. Like, they got really close with Jimmy Garoppolo, but, like, no one wants to go through that anymore. Like, no one ever wants to go through that, and we don't. And the best thing about Brock Purdy is that we don't have to go through this carousel of saying, like, who's going to be the quarterback now? Like, oh, my God, like, why did Shanahan bring in Matt Jones? He brought him in because he wanted a comparable backup, but we all know that Brock Purdy is now the number one, and we know that he's the best option for the Niners offense. So you're getting it for cheaper money. He's way better than Trevor Lawrence than we ever thought he was going to be. And Trevor Lawrence was a surefire first-round draft pick, and Mr. Irrelevant's come in. I love his work ethic. I love what he's done. And he's just, to me, he just plays 49er football. And here's another thing. I get it. He is kind of smaller, but he's put on a lot of muscle mass. And guess what? In the NFL, it doesn't matter if you're 5'10", a buck 85, or if you're 6'5", 380. Everyone is one big hit away from night-night. That's the NFL.
Exactly.
Just, like, wake up. So, I'm happy with Brock Purdy. I love you guys. Have a great day.
You know, it's funny that you say, like, because he was the last pick in the draft. I mean, really, it's Dak, it's Hurts, who's a second rounder, Dak, I believe, fourth round, and Purdy in the seventh round. Every other quarterback on all these lists is a first rounder, and most top 10. Pat Mahomes, Josh, Lamar, Burrow, Stafford, Goff, Baker, Stroud, Jaden, Trevor Lawrence, number one overall, Kyler, number one overall, Love, late first rounder, Herbert, sixth overall, Tua, what was he, eight,
yeah,
nine, ten?
Six or something, yeah, top ten, he's top ten.
Like, he is right on a sense of, like, there's really only three quarterbacks in the current league that people view as good quarterbacks who are not first rounders. Dak, Hurts, Purdy.
And Kirk was there for a little bit.
Yeah, but Kirk's done now.
No,
but you're right.
But Kirk was there. I'm just looking
at Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. I know Derek Carr wasn't a top 10 quarterback, or maybe sometimes, but that was a second round pick. So yeah, Jimmy for a second. Some people, Lamar was late first round, though.
31st?
Yeah. So he's technically, he gets
well,
there.
Like Love, he was late.
Exactly.
He was late. And that actually probably benefited him to go to a better organization.
God, I still remember Bill Polian saying on air on ESPN when he did coverage for them, saying he should be a wide receiver, Lamar Jackson. We're talking about one of the worst takes and freezing cold takes of all time. Grant in Sonoma, we'll get to you before we get to Florio on the other side, I promise. 888-957-9570. We're going to ask Florio. I want to know Mike's definition of a franchise quarterback, his own definition, not what the league says, what his own definition of what a franchise quarterback is, because both you and I are lockstep, Joe. Make the playoffs consistently. I think you are a franchise quarterback. Can Brock Purdy do that going forward? That's going to be the question. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's going to be brought to you by Honda of Vallejo, Mike Florio, and then plus we got more sound from Brian Baldinger I want to get to. Chase Daniel, former NFL backup, longtime backup around the league, Chargers, Bears, etc., now does work for Fox Sports. He had some interesting thoughts on Brock Purdy's contracts and how it stacks up to the rest of the league when it comes to the finances. That's all coming up, again, brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
It's just dumb football.
Shut up.
It's your boy Ricky Antonio, the winner of the Listener Knockout Champion. You feel me? Shout out to Spadoni and Chats, man, on 95.7 The Game. Could I get a water out?
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joining us shortly, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. We'll talk Brock Purdy contract with him. How does Mike define a franchise quarterback? And does Brock Purdy, Niner fans at 888-957-9570, does Brock Purdy fit your definition of what a franchise quarterback is? Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Sam Lubman, Carter, all of you. I hope you all had a lovely weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend next weekend, but you know what? As far as the weekend of sports, there was a lot happening. I thought there was going to be a lot more exciting, like down the stretch, like Game 7 ended up being a blowout in both hockey and in NBA. Scotty Scheffler does, just runs away at the PGA towards the end there. His ball striking is so freaking good, man. I'm so jealous of him. Oh,
how about the non-conforming driver from Rory McIlroy and then not talking to the media?
Well, how about Wyndham Clark throwing a driver at a fan? You see that? Or you know,
I don't know. Rory just bugs me.
Really?
Yeah, I told you guys. He's just a country club arrogant dude. I'm like, you didn't even grow up on a country club.
Grew up in Northern Ireland.
I don't know. Rory bugs me. I think he's fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you don't say that about Mike Florio. I know you love Mike.
Oh,
right?
I love Mike. Mike's the real deal.
He's NBC authentic, you would say, right?
Even more so.
Okay.
I mean, Mike, look, I'll tell you this right now. Mike saw us at the Super Bowl, came right up, and started talking to me. Which one of you guys was the one? And I was like, it's Bonte. I love Mike.
Mike Florio joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And we're talking about Brock Purdy's five-year, $265 million contract. $181 million of that is guaranteed. And before I get into that contract, Mike, we've been talking a lot about franchise quarterback. And Shasky and I, Joe Spadoni here, you know, given our own definitions, how would you define, in Mike Florio's definition, of what a franchise quarterback is?
Well, first of all, I'm glad to know that you guys are smart enough to realize when I'm on hold. So if you're going to talk crap about me, you'll have to deal with me. You can go back to talking crap about me after the interview ends. Now, and second of all, good morning.
Good morning.
I look at franchise quarterback, and there could be more definitions of franchise quarterback than there are franchise quarterbacks. To me, the truly elite quarterback is the guy who, when the play that's called isn't there. Now, obviously, when the play that's called, if it is there, he can deliver and execute and get the most out of the play that's been called. But in the occasions when the play that's called isn't there, he can make chicken salad on the fly. The Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, the best of the best, Joe Burrow, guys who can make something good happen in those inevitable occasions where the pre-snap chess match results in something not good happening. Those are the guys who are the truly elite. Those are the guys who should be the highest paid. But we know that the way the game works, the guys who should be the highest paid aren't always the highest paid. And there's no shame in not being a short list best of the best franchise quarterback. Like, we have consistently said Brock Purdy's middle of the pack. There's nothing wrong with being middle of the pack. If he's number 16, right dead in the middle, there's only 15 quarterbacks in the world who are better than the guy who was the last pick of the 2022 draft. That's a major accomplishment. The challenge has always been, how do you properly reward financially a guy who is up for a new contract but isn't one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL? And Brock Purdy will never be one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. The question is, will he be top 10? A lot of that is driven by accomplishment. But for now, the contract, it needs to reflect. It should reflect. And we've argued for months that the 49ers would be stupid if it didn't reflect the reality that he's not a top 10 quarterback. And again, there's no shame in being 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, or 16. Somebody has to be that. And whoever is in today's NFL is still going to get paid a lot of money.
That's such, Mike, I'm so glad. I feel like there's no nuance. I'm like, hey, look, I really like the player. I think he's really good. But I also acknowledge, like, this is a lot of money. And I probably pressed into the same situation as the Niners would have gave him something similar to what he got. But $181 million, people are acting like it's not. It is a lot of money. Both things can be true. I really like the player. I want him to be my quarterback. And 181 guaranteed is a lot. That doesn't mean that he didn't earn a big pay raise and that I don't, like, I want him as my quarterback, but it just makes it a little trickier to try to build the team around him to maximize that money. So when you saw 181 guaranteed, what did you think?
Well, there's a basic reality in all major quarterback contracts. And here's how the game is played. When the deal is done, the agent will leak the best possible numbers to the folks in the media whose value is driven by getting to their phone and thumbing out the tweet faster than anyone else. Usually 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people will get the information at or about the same time. And you don't get the text if you aren't in the habit of parroting the information that the agent wants out there. So that's why we always see the biggest possible numbers in the initial tweets. And that's also why we don't get the truth for several days. The agent has no incentive to put out the real structure, the real value, the real nuance of the deal. The agent wants to wave the flag with the biggest possible numbers and the best possible characterization, because that's the way the agent parlays this contract into more clients. That's the basic thinking. And if you guys remember, it's now been 11 years ago. When Colin Kaepernick got his second contract with the 49ers, it was initially characterized as the greatest deal ever given to any player in the history of the NFL. And then when we got the numbers and the details and we started picking through it, it's like, this isn't really as good as the agents tried to make it seem. That's the way the game is played. So when you say $181 million guaranteed, that isn't fully guaranteed the moment he signs Brock J. Purdy or whatever his middle initial is at the bottom of the contract. I'll just go with J. J is the safe guess. When he signs his name, he's not guaranteed to make $180 million no matter what. He's guaranteed for injury. So if he has some career-ending injury, which almost never happens to a quarterback, if he has a truly career-ending injury, he gets the $181 million paid out over time. And the 49ers will have insurance available to help defray that. The key factors for any of these contracts, what's the signing bonus? Because the only truly guaranteed money is the money that they have already given you or committed to giving you that you can always have and they can't get it back unless you violate the contract in some way. Two, the full guarantee at signing. That's the key. And then three, the cash flow over 3 years / how many years are they committed to keeping you? Is it a one-year commitment like the Seahawks gave to Sam Darnold? Because after this year, they can move on. Is it a two-year commitment? Is it a three-year commitment? That's really the key. And we're not going to get any of that until Brock Purdy and his new contract have slipped way down the stack of relevant NFL stories. It may not be till the end of this week. Maybe this Friday, in the Memorial Day weekend, we'll get the numbers and no one will pay attention to them. So that's the important thing to keep in mind when we look at this. We don't really know what kind of commitment the 49ers have made. And I made the argument after the George Kittle deal was done that there were some parallels potentially between the Kittle deal and the Purdy deal that would allow it to look great and sound great. But then when you dig into it, yeah, maybe it's not as great. And that's good for the 49ers. So just the basic analysis, we heard $53 million per year in new money. Well, the reality is it's a six-year contract that pays out $45 million per year. That sounds more reasonable for the 49ers. And then the challenge will become looking at the contract and figuring out what is the true commitment that the 49ers cannot get out of unless Brock Purdy would engage in some sort of on-field or off-field misconduct that would allow them to avoid paying him the rest of the money. So we don't truly know. But what we do know is this. Even the best possible characterization of the deal has him tied for seventh on the list of highest paid quarterbacks based on new money average. So, you know, it's not like he went straight to the top of the stack. When Jimmy Garoppolo was due for a new contract after half a season with the 49ers, he was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL for about 2 weeks until Kirk Cousins was signed by the Vikings as a free agent. So, you know, Purdy is starting tied for seven. I would suggest in a few years, that contract is going to truly be middle of the pack.
Talking with Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk here on the River Islands Guest Line on the Morning Roast. Author of Father of Mine and Son of Mine, both available on Amazon. Also has a Christmas book, On Our Way Home. Mike, talking about Kyle Shanahan and all this. Okay, so he's got 2 years remaining on his contract. Brock now, essentially, we have the full details aren't out yet disclosed, but 3 years on his now. So one in between that. Is Kyle Shanahan, as San Francisco 49ers head coach, I can't say where else, but as San Francisco 49ers head coach now, is Kyle Shanahan now tied with Brock Purdy? Is his success now tied to him and his own future on the team?
Well, yes and no. The 49ers wouldn't be the first team to move on from a coach despite having a quarterback who has a contract that extends beyond whenever they would move on from the head coach. We see it all the time with quarterbacks who are taken high in the draft. The current regime brings the guy in. The current regime gets shoved out the door, and then they have to get a new coach, new GM, new whatever, and hope that the new people want the guy that the old regime brought in. And a lot of times that doesn't match up. Sometimes it happens quickly, like when Josh McDaniels got rid of Jay Cutler the moment he became the Broncos coach. Other times they wait a year and they allow more evidence to be created that the quarterback is part of the problem and the quarterback needs to go too. But every GM wants his own head coach and every coach wants his own quarterback. And if the system was working well enough with the current quarterback, the coach wouldn't have gotten fired. So there's always kind of a presumption, I think, by the people who are hired to come in and fix a franchise that was broken to the point that the last coach got fired. The quarterback's part of the problem. I need to get my own guy. So they're not necessarily tied together, but if Shanahan goes, there's a chance that Purdy will not be around a whole lot longer than that. That's why it makes the structure so critical. What is the true commitment? Is it two? Is it three? That is the key. 2 years or 3 years, that's going to be the first thing I look at when the real details of this contract are finally available.
So are you reserving judgment until that?
Reserving judgment on what?
Do you think, without knowing whether it's 2 or 3 years, is this a good deal for the Niners?
Well, the initial indications suggest it's a good deal for both sides.
Gotcha.
This is a guy who was the last pick in the draft. He was never expected to get a second contract as anything other than a backup. So for him to end up with $53 million per year in new money, $45 million on the six-year deal, I was saying a few weeks ago the Kirk Cousins contract makes sense for Brock Purdy. And what's Cousins' deal worth? $45 million per year. At signing, he signed it as a free agent. How much was fully guaranteed at signing? $100 million as a practical matter. It was $90, but there's another $10 that kicked in earlier this year. The Falcons let it kick in. They're paying him $100 million fully guaranteed. And I've seen some suggest that the full guarantee for Purdy is $100 million. So I think it's a win-win. The reality is going to be, does Purdy keep playing well? If he does, you're going to see that average dip farther and farther down the stack. And if he doesn't, then you start looking at the deal and figuring out where the breaking point is. That's why that Deshaun Watson contract with the Browns is such an albatross and an outlier. When you commit to 5 years, 5 years fully guaranteed. Nobody does that. 5 years fully, and nobody's ever going to do it again after what happened with Watson. If the player doesn't deliver, you're stuck. So that's why the true commitment is so critical, because the team needs to have the flexibility to say, you know what, this hasn't worked the way we thought. And when you're a top five guy, a true top five guy, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Mahomes, et cetera, it never happens. Once you've made it clear you're one of the best of the best, you don't suddenly wake up one day and you can't play anymore. And it makes it safer to do a long-term deal with a player like that, because he's proven that he's great and that's not going to change. With Purdy, I still think we have to see how this all plays out. Look at how they played last year with all the injuries and everything. We've seen plenty of quarterbacks out there, great quarterbacks, who have overcome that and taken the team to the playoffs. The record down the stretch last year was not good. So I think that we've yet to know how it's going to break, how his career is going to break. But I think there are indications in the contract based upon what we've seen so far. And I don't think it was an accident that this thing got leaked at 5 o'clock Eastern time on a Friday. That's where bad news goes to die, not good news goes to thrive. I think when we start digging into this thing, we're going to realize, hey, you know what? As quarterback contracts go, this is pretty good for the 49ers. It gives them protection. It gives them flexibility. And it forces Purdy to keep proving he can play at a high level.
Wow. Okay. Well, now you're kind of, you know, swaying me on this. No, because, you know, initial reports like $53 million. That's just a lot of money. I mean,
but that's the game.
I know.
That's the game. The
you're
agents
right.
want the, and the, and here's the problem. And I said this earlier this year, and I got all of the insiders pissed off at me, but I really don't care. The insiders are part of this external PR effort, and they play the game. We know what the tweets look like now. Player X signs contract worth huge number of $1 million per year per sources. Deal was negotiated by insert names of agents. The agents are the ones putting that out there, and the insiders go along with it because it gets them the information. It placates their editors and producers, and that's good enough, even though the ultimate characterization to the audience is false. And that's the way the game is played. That's how it goes, when in Rome, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, we view our role in all of this to come in after the fact when the real details are available and explain to everybody what it really means.
I love your clarification there. And I appreciate you for just kind of like illuminating just the whole quarterback conversation in terms of the money and the insiders like that. That's really important because the money's all over the place. And it's just hard to kind of know what's real, what's funny, what's not. But let me ask you this. Forget the fans, because, you know, fans want championships. Some fans will do cartwheels to protect their guy, even if they come up short in the playoffs. For you, how does Brock Purdy justify this big of a contract moving forward?
He's got to go out and he's got to perform well, and the team's got to play well. They got a good draw in the early weeks of the schedule. That is so critical to a team's success. If you get off to a good start, confidence leads to more confidence, and a team that maybe wasn't expected to do much can build the kind of momentum that the next thing you know, they're in the playoff chase. They need to take full advantage of it. He's going to have to perform better to make up for the fact that the team is changing around him. It was jarring when I saw the tweet from Cam Inman with the opening day roster from, not opening day, but the Super Bowl roster from just 16 months ago. And at one point, 11 of the starters were gone. Now, Kyle Juszczyk has since come back, but 10 of the 22 starters on offense and defense gone from Super Bowl 58. There's a lot of change with the 49ers. And a lot of that obligation to replace the players who are gone with effective performers is on the front office and the coaching staff, but it does put more pressure on Brock Purdy because it's a hell of a lot easier to play quarterback when you have a lot of great players around you. If all of a sudden the players around you aren't as great as they used to be, it's easier to get exposed if maybe you're not getting it done at the level that you otherwise would if you were blessed by having great offensive line, great receivers, great running backs, great defense, great everything. Quarterback looks a lot better than maybe he otherwise would be.
Down with Mike Florio here on the Morning Rose Pro Football Talk, author of Father of Mine and Son of Mine, both available on Amazon. And one more for you, Mike. We appreciate it this morning on a Monday. The no-trade clause. Mike Garofolo, NFL Network, announced that Brock Purdy's $265 million extension included a full no-trade clause for the duration of the deal. What does that mean if I'm just a 49ers fan, just going out there? It's like, all right, does Brock now control? If Brock wants out, does he control where he goes? Do they just cut him? What does the full no-trade clause mean?
Well, every quarterback with a high-end contract has a de facto no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Trade clause, because no one is going to trade for a quarterback who doesn't want to be there. The quarterback is the most important player on the team. The quarterback has to be fully committed. He needs to show up early, stay late, work on Tuesdays, as most of them do, except for Kirk Cousins. Be all in, set the tone for the rest of the team. You're basically a coach who is in the locker room and in the huddle and on the field. You want and you need the quarterback to want to be there. Mike Tomlin, the Steelers coach, always says, we want volunteers, not hostages. Quarterback is the ultimate. He needs to be a volunteer. So no trade clause to me is meaningless because nobody's trading for the Brock Purdy contract if he doesn't want to play for that team. And if it ever gets to the point where before cutting Brock Purdy, the 49ers are exploring trade options, it gives him the ultimate control. But even without the no trade clause, you're not just going to dump a guy onto a team that doesn't want him. I don't think Aaron Rodgers had a no trade clause. The Packers weren't going to trade him to some team he didn't want to be traded to because that team isn't going to want a guy who doesn't want to be there. You got enough problems managing a football team without a quarterback who just doesn't want to be there. So, hey, it's better to have it than not have it. And I don't know what Brock Purdy had to give up to get it, but I wouldn't give up any real value as to other terms in my contract for a no trade clause because the contract itself, the position itself, the status itself creates essentially a no trade environment.
So the Niners the last, I don't know, 6-7 years have done a great job trading and extending guys, you know, whether it's Trent Williams, CMC. They did it with Jimmy Garoppolo, obviously, at one point. They fired off big in free agency, Javon Hargrave, Tre'Varius Ward. Do you trust them to build the team around Brock Purdy through the draft?
Well, I think the draft is where the 49ers have done a great job of finding the specific kind of player that I think you need in today's NFL with reduced contact, reduced padded practices, reduced opportunities to work on fundamentals like tackling to the ground, which we almost never see in practice anymore. Chris Sims and I have been saying for years that the 49ers under Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have done an excellent job of finding the mid to late round guys who are wired the way Lynch was. They'll roll out of bed and they'll kick your ass. And they're go, go, go all the time, and they throw caution to win. Now, the problem is those guys get injured, too. But they have done a great job of drafting and identifying the players and then developing the guys who will come in and give you that kind of extra, that George Kittle quality, the Dre Greenlaw quality, the badass, you know, there's a physicality there that other players just don't have. So that's the challenge, I think, as they go through this transition. can they find more guys like that and get those guys developed and turn those guys into the next wave of star players?
Hey, Mike, really good stuff. We greatly appreciate it this morning, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, author of Father of Mine and Son of Mine, and also the Christmas book, On Our Way Home, all of which are available on Amazon. You feel better now, Joe, about this contract?
I do. I feel a little better. Yeah, I absolutely do. But, look, again, I'm acknowledging this is still a lot of money, regardless of however they want to play the mental gymnastics of, you know, the money and whatnot. But I put out a tweet on Friday, and this was right after hearing the news. I said, wow, it's going to be almost impossible to live up to $181 million guaranteed without a Super Bowl for a lot of fans. Purdy absolutely deserves a massive pay raise, and we'll see what the true guarantees are. But on the front end, holy smokes, that's so much money. I don't love the deal as of right now. I like Purdy the player, but man, this is a lot of money. And people lost their minds. And I don't think I said anything in there that most people don't agree with. Really like the player. It is a lot of money. Like, does anyone disagree that? Like, this is not like $1 million salary.
I think people got upset with living up to that deal. That's the phrase, I think, people, because you're assuming that he's not going to, and fans got upset about it.
No, I just think that once you sign a deal of this magnitude, a lot of guys fail to live up to their contracts by the algorithm of championship or bust, which is so unfair.
Yeah.
But that's how people do the math.
Well, exactly. Who in the NFL has lived up to their contracts other than Patrick Mahomes right now? Jalen Hurts.
Like,
there you go.
Like, has Myles Garrett, who is going to the Hall of Fame, has Myles Garrett lived up to his contract?
He was incredible last year.
Yeah, but there's always this, but you didn't win at all, because he doesn't play the quarterback position, right? He's not held to that same degree, but a lot of guys will never be able to live up to their contract.
Well, he just signed a new one, too, right? Remember that, like, right after the season? So is he going to live up to that? I don't know. Maybe. But he's already a Hall of Famer. He's 29, so we'll see. He's played in 8 years already. So.
Has Fred Warner and George Kittle lived up to their contract extensions?
Well, not yet, because they...
No, the ones they did before.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. And there's no Super Bowl there.
No, but they've been to a couple.
I know how it goes for a lot of people, Joe. And, like, unless you're getting MVPs, and even then, like, Lamar gets MVPs, and what's the big talking point for quarterback Lamar Jackson?
Can't win it all.
Which is so unfair, right? Like, yeah. But it's also part of how we talk about quarterbacks.
Like Andrews catch a ball, right? Like, sometimes it's as simple as that, you know?
And you know, like, so I just think that as more information comes out and we realize that, like, it's structured a little different than what we thought on Friday afternoon, yeah, I feel a little more comfortable with it. But I'm never going to, like, shy away from being just who I am. And I'll just tell you straight up, damn, that's a lot of money.
No, it is. Absolutely.
And I was also really reluctant on paying Ayuk.
No.
And I really like Ayuk. And I thought he was the best wide receiver on the team. But I also was like, yeah, does it make a lot of sense, knowing that Debo's kind of stuck with the money he's making, to spend $70 million guaranteed every year on wide receivers? Probably not on this team.
No, it does not.
Right?
I'm very curious because Mike is in the same boat here. He's like, yeah, I want to see, like, the full breakdown and details of some contract. Because he still thinks it could be like a 2-year deal. And if that's the case, if it's basically a 2-year contract, well, then that tells me...
I feel even better.
Well, you're feeling better, but then that signals to me is like, maybe you don't love this guy.
No.
I think that.
Really?
Like, if you loved him, you're locking this guy up as long as possible.
Yeah, but why give anyone extra guarantees in the NFL? Well, just knowing the league the way it is.
2 years?
But, Joe, knowing the league the way that it is, like, how many guys, like, for example, Fred Warner, he's restructured twice since his last contract extension. And then now he's getting a third new deal, right? So
different the quarterback, though, right? Like, so,
yeah.
If that's the case, couldn't the 49ers kind of screw themselves here? If he's basically a 2-year contract and then he balls out these next 2 years, they're going to be paying him even more.
If
right?
he balls out and they win a Super Bowl, I think we're all ready to just give him what he wants.
What if they don't win a Super Bowl, but they go to the playoffs and get bounced in 2 years in a row? I'm going to want more money if I'm Brock Purdy.
Probably.
Right?
Probably.
So,
but like Matt Stafford is a great example. This last year, he wanted more guaranteed money.
He did.
And I feel like he earned it.
Yeah.
You know? And so if Brock Purdy earns more money, then we'll sit back down at the table and we'll renegotiate. I'm not opposed to giving someone money when they play better.
I know. I think he's earned the money now that he's gotten.
No, but, I agree. Yeah. Joe, when have I ever said he didn't deserve a massive pay raise?
No, sure. But I just think you're
you're nervous about it. That's just what I'm getting at here. But as far as just the details
look
go,
look at the life of a Niner fan. Just hear me out.
I know we've gone
Jeff
through
Jeff Garcia got a ton of money.
I went through
okay,
it.
Okay, we couldn't afford other players. For example, Julian Peterson. I'm just using examples, right? When Alex Smith came onto the team, they literally had nothing around him. He was making $60 million guaranteed before he even took a snap of football. That was more of a problem of having the number one pick and not having a rookie salary set and scaled out. When Kaepernick got paid, they had to say goodbye to Sean Golston. They had to say goodbye to Delanie Walker. Mm-hmm. They had to say goodbye to other players on the team. Jonathan Goodwin, who was one of their centers. And so he lost players around him. They couldn't afford to be able to pay and trade for DeSean Jackson, which is what I wanted them to do at the time. When you pay the bill on a quarterback, you have to make hard decisions elsewhere. I always, if you get the right quarterback, I always side with staying with the quarterback. I get that. But I also understand that it comes with consequences. When Jimmy Garoppolo came to the Niners and they had all the money in the world, that was what they were armed with. They gave him a crazy contract. I felt like he was worth it because they were so desperate where they were at. A couple of years later, though, because of what he was making, you had Jimmy Ward, Eric Armstead, and DeForest Buckner all looking for new money. You couldn't afford all of them with Jimmy making what he was making. You had to make some hard decisions. Now, they went with Armstead and Jimmy Ward, and they actually did okay the next couple of years and made the playoffs in the NFC Championship game. But I think a lot of people were like, yeah, but you couldn't afford DeForest Buckner. Mm. Well, why is it? You can't keep everyone, right? And so when you give Brock what he's getting, which he's earned, and I think that he deserves a big pay raise, we also have to acknowledge they're going to say goodbye to more good players than they started to this offseason. Trey Greenlaw, Hufanga, Deebo Samuel. Now, you can make an individual argument for every one of those guys, kind of like, it's okay that they're gone. Because mm-hmm. I'm not banking on Greenlaw's health moving forward. I'm not banking on Hufanga's health moving forward. Deebo, I think that both parties needed to move off each other. But we also have to acknowledge, you're a lesser team with all those guys gone.
So the risk for you is more so personnel than the player. It's the personnel around
said
player.
It's about the team building and how difficult it is to field the team. If I ask Buffalo, okay, just for example, could you have used one more player in the playoffs this year?
Probably.
With Josh making what he was making.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's an easy argument to say.
Well, Stephon Diggs, right?
Yeah.
Like, that was the guy that they ended up missing on. And, you know, Amari Cooper, I don't think was the guy that they all hoped he would be.
They needed another playmaker.
They need another playmaker.
Right? And so now on the reverse of me making that Josh Allen statement, look at what Philadelphia did. Philadelphia kept all their playmakers, okay, on offense, paid them at the right time. All those deals after a couple of months looked really good.
Yep.
But what did they do in the draft, Joe?
They nailed it.
Crushed it.
Yep.
Jalen Carter,
baller.
Making nothing.
Jordan Davis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerd!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.